Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Let's just get this out of the way. I might still be wearing eyeliner.
What? No. No.
Is it clean?
Oh, no, you're
still
clean.
Still looked a little dark this
you're
morning,
clean.
I thought. Okay, good. Because when I went to bed, I don't think I got it all. And then I still found some stuff this morning.
Every time, girl. Every time.
I was full makeup Beetlejuice yesterday for a fundraiser. And they were just kind of laughing as they kept applying more moss to my beard.
Uh-huh.
And then just more makeup on top of makeup. She did such a good job that the bald wig that has the hair, like, seamlessly went into my skin.
Oh.
To a point, I was talking to somebody after the show, and it moved a little bit. It freaked them out. They thought it was, like, oh, that moves.
Like, your skin's coming off.
That's not your real hair.
Ugh.
I picked up food in that outfit on my way home.
Oh, like, ordered out?
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to eat. I was modeling. So that got some looks.
The life of a showgirl, yeah. I don't know.
I thought there was still a little bit in come of the pockets of the eyes, but maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's hard.
Or maybe I'm seeing it because it was there last night.
When you put on more, like, a lot of makeup and you really cake it on, it is hard to get off.
Well, especially for somebody who doesn't do that.
For everybody,
it's
girl.
Not my life, girl.
For everybody. Like, if you have a wedding or something, maybe you put on more makeup than
sure.
usual.
Yeah.
It's always like that. Like, it just doesn't want to come off. Do you have, like, the towel-y ones, the throwaway?
I use plumber rags.
Plumber rags. That is going to be difficult.
Slightly abrasive washcloths is what I used.
Yeah, I used old towels that we also use for the dog.
This the towel paint dog, the paint dog towel.
The paint and dog towel.
Yeah.
Or
when there's a plumbing mishap. It's it all
gross.
Of the above.
So gross.
It's a very handy towel.
It's so gross.
But I've washed it. I just put it back away.
So fresh and so clean. Now, and now my skin
does
sparkles.
That smell like summer morning linen? Yet it had cleaned up a dog mess 2 months ago.
Gross. Gross.
And now it touched my eyes.
Oh,
that's
stop.
Why?
Oh, I'm getting so ugh.
It's a utility towel.
It is not.
It is.
Are you kidding?
That was my utility.
No. No.
Should I burn it?
Burn the towel. Or at least don't. Use it for those things, but not your face. It's not then your face
but
towel.
But it's too late. Now it's been a face towel. It's now become a face towel.
No, it's not. A towel does not go through the life cycle of a towel and then make its way back to use on your face. Oh, my
it
God.
It does in my house.
When you have as much makeup on your face as I have.
Look, I know I don't know. Oh. And I'm trying to tell makeup to you. That's stupid. But you don't know how much makeup I have.
You
had.
Don't understand.
You can never understand.
There is a commercial where they're doing this very thing. Like, that's the dog's towel. And they're like, it's so good. The detergent or whatever is so good that you won't even know.
See, I'm the guy that does the laundry. I feel comfortable about that towel.
I feel good about it. I don't like the commercial. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. That is not the life cycle of a towel.
Something has worked its way into the inner fibers of that towel.
I would know for sure.
And is now somehow in my skin.
There's no mixing up my towel and the dog's towel. They are not the same thing. I've very strict.
I gave you the, yeah.
I have strict towel laws.
I see. Well, that's good, though. Better to be towel safe than towel sorry. That's what I always say.
Absolutely. As the Boy Scouts say as well, I believe.
We learned that, I think, this third week, towel safety. But apparently I forgot.
Yeah.
Because I was a Boy Scout when
How
I didn't
like
it.
How to tie a rope and then
there was
towel
rope
safety.
Tying, identifying poison ivy, and towel safety. That's the first 3 weeks of Boy Scouts.
Boy, I am so glad you went through that.
But I forgot.
Dang.
Dang it.
Why doesn't that stuff just stay with you?
Sorry, pack leader Piyote.
Piyote?
His name was Lou Piyote. I still harbor some feelings.
Well, we'll get you through it.
I may forget a face, but I never forget a name.
It never forgets. And do you recall last Halloween, there was a big lawsuit. A woman was suing Hershey's $5 million because of their Halloween candies, the pumpkin-shaped Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
It was because it didn't look like a pumpkin? Was that
it
the problem?
It didn't really look like a pumpkin.
It was just
pumpkin.
Kind of a blob with a stem.
She added more that there was just like that it's not really scary. She said that the packaging shows that the pumpkins on the front have cool carved designs and faces in their pumpkins. And in reality, you open it up and it barely looks like a pumpkin. It's just kind of like a...
And that's a $5 million problem?
It was a $5 million problem that bothered her. That wasn't her only point, though. She pointed out that several of their Halloween candies were less spooky in reality than they were on the package.
So aesthetics. She's suing for aesthetics.
She is.
If it said a gram and it weighed half a gram, I get what you're doing.
That is
You're
real.
Cheating me for my money.
Right.
This is style.
This is style. She is not going to be winning that lawsuit.
No kidding.
The candies will not be pulled from shelves. The judge dismissed the lawsuit. I was wondering where it was going to go, though.
Can I ask, though, that was last October.
Yeah.
It's September 26th.
Hey, they have a lot of, there's still stuff with Baldoni and Blake Lively. Like, there's just a lot of legal stuff going on
right
now.
How did that not get tossed out November 1st, 2024?
Right, especially, right? You know you're going to dismiss it. Just dismiss it.
I get you have to look at the merits of both sides, and that's what our judicial system is based upon.
Right.
But give me a break.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to trial. Go on, eat your pumpkins, and know when you open the package that it's not going to have a carved jack-o'-lantern face in the chocolate.
Do you think she feels vindicated that she at least her voice was heard, or is this a tail between the legs thing like, oh.
She let her point be known, and she got national attention, right?
That's probably what she was seeking. I don't think she wanted $5 million. Well, yeah, we all want $5 million.
Who doesn't want $5 million? Are you kidding me?
Weirdly enough, just having people talk about you is equally as important, right?
Got my message.
Well, good for the judge. That's the right call there.
That's a
dumb lawsuit.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Eric, you and I pride ourselves in our IT prowess, I guess. We get tested a lot by our IT department.
We have to, it's mandatory exams.
Yeah, they send little quizzes and how to make sure that you're not getting phished,
right?
And scams that you should not fall for because...
Why does my boss need gift cards from Amazon? That's weird.
So weird. You should look for all of these little signs and stuff, right? So I should have known better. I should have known better, but I fell for some fish.
Through work or personal?
Work. They got me good.
I got 2 months ago.
I know.
On what appeared to be a handbook change.
It's stuff like that.
What did you get?
Well, I thought it was from the IT department because foolishly it said IT department. And it told me something about Windows 10.
Yes.
Aren't we all talking about Windows 10 right
Moving
now?
Moving up
right?
to Windows 11.
Everybody's got to make that jump.
Just like the Jeffersons.
And I had been informed that my computer is not going to make the jump. It's sadly, it's going to go take the big sleep.
We're taking it to a farm.
We're putting my computer down because it's not going to make it. It can't be upgraded. So I'm going to get a new computer. And
yes.
I know that. But the email I got yesterday said something like, Claire, we need to get your work machine ready for the jump to Windows 10, and you have to run through a couple of different diagnostic checks.
No!
You have to go to the building, which I had already left for the day. I was prepared to drive back to work and then do a system of checks. Now, luckily, I didn't drive all the way here because if I drove all the way here and then clicked, I would have been in real trouble. But I clicked at my homestead.
What happened?
It was a planned thing. It was a planned fish. It was like, haha, got you. But hey, stop clicking things you're not supposed
no!
to click. I know, but I'm like, well,
but
you.
But thank goodness it's like the confetti. It was like, here's a jar of peanut brittle. Oh, it's a snake.
Yeah.
But it was a prank.
It was a prank.
Set from our IT department to teach you better.
Yes. From a fake IT department. And they're like, you should not be falling for these things. We taught you better.
When
like,
you
I
saw
know.
That, though, did you freak out like I just unleashed a virus?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely did. It was terrifying. But and I'm also so mad because that ruins my record, right?
Yeah.
I had a hot streak going
I did
on.
Too. And then I fell for your handbook has been updated. And I clicked in.
It sounds so real.
It sounded so real.
You know what? If you want to take these two down, you make it sound like it's a real work
issue.
We thought,
number of days since last incident for us was zero.
Yeah.
And now we both have, we've got to reset.
Okay, back to zero.
Yeah. All right, well, see, we are well-reasoned, college-educated.
But sometimes we make mistakes.
But people make mistakes. But you can deduce, right? You can question your environment. And here is my basic question.
Sure.
About marijuana. When you light the cigarette, it produces a very specific odor.
Yes.
We've all smelled that.
Yeah.
How long does that linger? And let me use a couple other items as an example.
Mm-hmm.
When you make bacon, you can still smell bacon hours later.
That clings.
Yes. When you have a campfire or grill out,
yes,
oftentimes you can still smell that.
Hey, somebody made soup here at work and the microwave still smells like soup.
So scents get trapped, right?
Yes, yes. That's
logical. When it smells like marijuana outside my house at 4:15 in the morning this morning, was someone high then and in my vicinity? Or did someone do that last night and it's still in the air?
But it's in the
air. That's my question.
Out of doors?
It's outside. It's not like it's clinging to the leaves.
No, yeah.
Now, I will tell you, though, that smell permeates.
It does.
You go to downtown Iowa City tonight for homecoming, you'll get it, right? And it could be coming from an apartment three floors up, two blocks down. Because once it gets in the air, that smell is identifiable.
Right.
So now I'm just trying to figure out when and where. Because I have never smelled that smell in my neighborhood before.
Gotta be an active situation.
And I'm looking around. So your first culprits are your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Barb and Pam.
Got any lights on?
No. Asleep. Leo.
Don't think so.
Asleep. Also, 90-year-old war vet. If he wants to do it, I don't care.
No, but.
They all want to do it. I don't care. Recreate all you want. Behind me, John and Adria. Potential culprit.
Potential?
Yes. Cigarette smokers, for sure.
Okay.
I see them out smoking a lot.
Okay.
But I've never smelt that smell before. Now, I didn't see any active lights on that I don't see. They have some twinkle lights kind of on their deck that are always on. So I don't know. Or is there a new player in the neighborhood?
Are you sure it's not just a skunk? Because that seems highly likely in
I never considered it being a skunk.
For you.
Wait. The skunk is high? A marijuana-smoking skunk?
No. You know, it's got a skunky smell.
I think
Are
I
you
can...
sure it's not just a skunk?
I don't think it was a skunk.
But animals always go to your house.
That's true. Touché.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
University of Iowa Homecoming Parade is tonight. They did the pep rally and the coronation stuff last night on the steps of the Capitol. You got perfect weather tonight. They're expecting a big crowd in downtown Iowa City. No parking signs, just like a farmer's market in Cedar Rapids. You got to abide. No parking and towing enforcement starts at noon today. So depending on your usual routes and such, that's going to they're just going to start towing basically noon, 1, 1:30. All the way to about 4:30. Parade steps off at 5:45. Lisa Bluter will be your grand marshal.
Ah, love
coming
it.
Up for the parade later this evening. It's a big decision when you decide to run for office. So you have to get petitions, right? You got to file.
Yeah.
You got to raise money.
Yeah.
Then you got to pray that your local election official files your paperwork correctly, because if they don't, your name's not going to be on the ballot.
What?
Errors.
You did everything right?
Errors by filing officers in 7 Iowa counties means dozens of candidates for this fall's city elections and school board, their names are not going to be on the ballot.
How? That's not fair.
It's not, but that's the law. Allwine, school board, 7 names left off the ballot. 7. Didn't get filed in time.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Now.
Well, is there anybody on the ballot that, like?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because then you have to probably do a write-in campaign,
then,
right?
Then it is on you to do a write-in campaign.
How many people's names do I have to remember?
And I don't know how big their school board is and how many seats were open, but 7 people's names were left off. Williamsburg City Council. Uh-oh. Don't know the name, but it was left off. New Hampton School Board. Turkey Valley School Board. Those counties and those races as well. Something with the filing clerk. They missed the deadline.
Oh.
This is horrible.
That's just not fair.
It's one thing and it's, I don't want to poke fingers, but or point fingers. But dear, I lost his name. Cedar Rapids was going to run for governor.
Ron Corbett. Yeah.
Didn't have enough signatures.
Yeah.
Thought he did, didn't. That's on you. Right?
Right.
It is your responsibility as a candidate to do it. But when I put it in the hands of the mechanism that I trust.
Right.
I don't know.
I dotted all the I's. Yes. I crossed all the T's. I did everything in here.
Up to the point that I don't do, but now you do.
It's out of my control.
Right.
How frustrating.
But then to have it happen across 7 counties.
Yeah.
All going into the same election. It's just horribly unfortunate. It's a Friday going into a Hawkeye game. Let's talk kid captain. It's homecoming, and Jackson Engstrom from Waterloo will be our kid captain on Saturday. Before he turned 5, he began tripping over objects and struggling in preschool. They tested him for months, diagnosed with something called Batten disease. It's a rare and terminal neurological disorder. So over the years, he's actually lost a lot of abilities. Spirit, though, is strong. Also in 2023, they had to work around the clock to keep him alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a horrible incident there. He had to stay in the hospital after that incident for 99 days. He is now 18.
Oh, my gosh.
High school senior, loves music, loves the sound of frogs and boats, loves his friends. I've got his pick for the Wave song, and it's a tune from both Jelly Roll and Brandon Lake. It's called Hard Fought Hallelujah. This is the version they performed on American Idol back in April.
Ooh.
I got this firsthand from the family. They said this song is true to how we felt as a family when he was fighting for his life in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is your kid captain. That is your Wave song getting ready for Iowa, Indiana coming up tomorrow.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Taylor Swift is set to make an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon Monday, October 6th. This is just 12 days after the release of Life of a Showgirl, her 12th album. NBC made the news
official
yesterday. It was official yesterday. She's going to be with Carrie Russell.
Okay.
How does that make Carrie Russell feel? Like
teeny Carrie Russell.
Also, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hi, I'm doing an important movie right
now. Nope.
Taylor Swift's here.
I got a show, but also, okay, I'll just get out of the way. You just take the time, Taylor. Go ahead. She is also not set to perform at this point. The format is performing that evening.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a head scratcher to me, but we'll see what happens on the show.
Well, she's sitting in the chair as someone who's releasing an album and also a movie.
True.
So maybe she's talking up a movie.
But it'll be over by then.
Oh, good point.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
She's a marketing mastermind. Don't question her motives.
Don't question it. Just do it. Speaking of marketing moves, as a marketing mastermind, I thought it made a whole lot of sense when the rumor was Taylor Swift is rumored to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. We would get Taylor Swift at halftime, finally, in the big Super Bowl show. But according to an insider, Taylor Swift and the NFL talks are falling apart right now. The insider says that Taylor knows her worth. She knows the kind of ratings that she brings and the global attention that she commands. She prioritized a deal that reflected her value. She wasn't asking for favors. She was asking for respect. The NFL does not pay the Super Bowl halftime performers.
Their argument is you're going to sell more singles after you're done performing.
Once you're on our stage. Our stage is the biggest stage.
Yeah. And you want Apple Music.
Yes.
Sponsors it, and those numbers spike right after you're on stage.
Totally.
But she doesn't need that.
She doesn't need that, and it costs a lot to do a really big razzle-dazzle show on the Super Bowl halftime stage. So to her point, she's like, you need to pay me if you want me to do your show. So it's kind of, that's where it's at right now. Things are falling apart because she doesn't feel that she needs the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl needs her.
Will this be the first time they pay?
I don't know.
Or who's going to blink?
Exactly. Question. That's where it's sitting right now. Yeah. Are you going to pay or not? So we'll see what happens there. Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. Borat, has just finalized his $75 million divorce from his ex-wife, Isla Fisher.
$75 million was the estate?
Yeah. That's huge. Way to go, Borat. And what does he do next? He goes out for a date night. A date night with 27-year-old OnlyFans model, Hannah Palmer.
And her feet are, I don't even know who she is.
No, I don't either. But they reportedly met at a party and were photographed leaving dinner together at an undisclosed location earlier this week. They showed up at different times, left separately, but ended up in the same car. So despite the age gap, he's 53, she's 27. They seem to get along really well. Somebody said they saw them talking in-depth conversations the entire length of the dinner. So later she went to Paris Hilton's party and not sure if he showed up as well.
All right.
Congratulations, Borat. For the first time ever, the Brady Bunch house is available for you to go in.
So I have driven by the house.
You've seen the exterior.
And the belief was, you know, as a kid, you're like, the outside and the inside, that's the same house.
They're not.
But it's Hollywood. So the inside was a set.
Yes.
And actually, if you looked at the design of the inside, there's no way it would have fit.
It doesn't.
In that house.
No. However, they did do that big HGTV show in 2018, so they did a very Brady restoration, renovation.
I remember that show, yeah.
And they tried to make it more like the Brady home that they had on the soundstage back in the day. So it does look, it more closely resembles what the house looked like mm-hmm. on the TV show. But coming up November 7th, 8th, and 9th, they are allowing bookings where you can register to stay at the house.
So this is like Airbnb
style?
Like an
Airbnb style? Okay. Thing. Yeah, yeah. You get waitlisted, notified about additional dates as they become available. But there's a lot of interest, I think, in actually being in the Brady Bunch house.
I mean, this reminds me of the house from Home Alone and the house from A Christmas Story.
Yes.
They're in neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
And when you first mentioned the story, I thought you meant it's like open for tours, like a holiday open house. If I was the neighbor, I would have hated that.
Oh, totally.
Right?
No, you can't do that.
But the very open limited. House, but you have to pre-register.
Yeah.
They're going to know how many people are coming through.
You're going to be like, it's like winning the lottery.
I think it's a cool concept and good luck.
Yeah, great
being
idea.
Being able to spend the night there.
Have some fun.
Yes.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Wake up, nerds.
Hey.
Nerd look. News time. Week 39, by the way, of the year 2025.
Good to know.
Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. This is Nerd News. Man buys lobster from grocery store to save it, not eat it.
Aww.
An ultra rare orange lobster that wound up in a tank at a New York grocery store was returned to its ocean home thanks to a animal group out of Long Island. Live lobsters are typically gray, greenish, brown, kind of bluish black because it's camouflage. It's the color of the ocean floor.
Yeah.
To see an orange lobster is rare. How rare? One in every 30 million. So this guy's shopping his local Pick and Save, sees that thing. He's like, that's like something's
guys,
up.
Yeah.
And it was in its own tank. And he was thinking like, were they trying to showcase it? Or do they think it was diseased or something?
What's the plan?
So he buys it. And then he goes, I have an apartment. Ah, dang. So legit goes home, fills the sink, puts salt water in it, puts the lobster in it, runs to Petco, buys the right size tank, gets the right type of water. Lobster's okay.
Okay.
Contacts their local animal rescue. He's like, I found this weird lobster, guys. What do we do about it? It's your problem now.
Here's a problem.
And Long Island rescue. First of all, you name these things. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes. Love it.
Was released back to the wild on Wednesday.
Aww.
So hopefully tagged so they can keep track of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And I hope that Jean-Claude finds a Jeanette Claude. And, you know, maybe
have little baby orange lobsters?
Yeah.
Well, he's along the seafloor of the Long Island Sound.
Look him up.
Where he belongs.
Lady lobsters, hey.
If you're noticing more acorns this year, you're not nuts. Many Iowa oak trees.
Well, you might be, but.
Many Iowa oak trees are producing a bumper crop of acorns this year.
Really?
Iowa State University Extension says it's what's known as a mast year, M-A-S-T for oaks. It's a phenomenon, usually dependent on the weather, and it happens about every 3 to 5 years. It's a theory, but it seems to prove its way every 3 to 5. Here's the idea. Nut for nut, if an oak tree produced the same amount of acorns every year,
yeah,
and with squirrels being the way they are and human nature, there would not be enough nuts to survive. it would be like, it would be in balance.
Right.
So the tree would be fine, but no more baby trees, right? Because what is produced is harvested, and you don't have any extras making its way out into the wild. Every 3 to 5 years, it produces more acorns. It just knows.
It just knows to do that.
Also, that's just weird.
That's weird.
That the tree knows this is one of those years. Now, I take you back to April when we were noticing the maple trees producing the more helicopters.
Yes.
Do you think that's why?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it was, we're having a mast nut seed year this year?
This happens for my mom's trees
more
with apples. Like, yeah.
About every 3 to 5?
Uh-huh.
Science!
It's a mast year!
It's a mast year for trees.
Wow.
This year. And it's also Fat Bear Week.
Yeah!
Do you remember this from last year?
Kind of. Go on. Explain it to people who maybe don't.
No.
The rest of you guys listen because you got to pay attention.
I'll tell you. Some of the largest brown bears on earth make their home. Who's with me? Wait, you don't know what I'm talking about?
But we all agree with you. Tell us about the fat bears.
You know, when you do a pep rally, most people are on your team. You guys just showed up because I had a microphone. Okay.
Hey, we just love spirit. Yes, we do.
I'll generate some excitement here for fat bears. The Brooks River National Park area in Alaska. They tag all the bears, and in July they take pictures, and then in September they take pictures to see how much weight they've gained.
They gain a lot because they have to hibernate.
And then they bracket them, and you get a vote for your favorites. And that's what's known as Fat Bear Week.
Yes.
So we're all winners in this game.
Okay. Who
now,
we got?
What? This is the down part.
What?
They don't have names. They have numbers.
No! Boo!
I know.
Fat Bear Week needs fat bear names.
I think this rally has turned on me.
Boo! Why don't you name the bears?
So if you want to go vote for 908.
What?
I know.
908?
I swear to you, when I did this story before, there were names.
They had names.
There must be multiple fat bear weeks going on.
Somebody else is naming them.
Well, this one goes through explore.org. There will be voting going up today for two matchups. You have between the hours of 11 a.m. to 8 o'clock today. Then they'll close that out. They'll do it again tomorrow. It's going to run all the way through next Tuesday. At a minimum, it's fun to look at a relatively svelte bear and then see how much weight he's put on in 2 to 3 months, he or she.
Good for you.
And they've got the lineage of the bears. But it's just like, could you imagine if the Bible, everybody of importance just had a number?
Yeah.
Instead of Moses begat,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It was like 703. Beget 704, who then climbed to the top of the mountain and talked to all of the people, 707.
It does
it's
make a lot of sense.
It's not as fun.
It's not as fun.
It would be better if the bears had names. But explore.org,
sure.
Just search Fat Bear Week. You can cast your vote. And if there's a suggestion box, tell them they need to name their bears.
Name those bears!
Name those bears!
Woo!
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
All right, Band, are you ready? Announcer's name, sir. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, time to rock, Hancock.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Halftime. Under the baton of director of bands, Danson, John, Philip, Sousa, Hansen, and musical director, Greg Young.
Yeah!
The Z102.9 marching band presents Life, Liberty, and Our Pursuit of Awesomeness. Is it me, or did the past week and a half have us all scrambling to remember the civic lessons we learned from Schoolhouse Rock many years ago? Schoolhouse Rock used the power of song to explain complex elements of grammar, mathematics, and the U.S. government. For example, in the grammar category, if I said conjunction, junction, you're thinking, what's your function? And we all know that. Sing it for me, band.
Interjection. Show excitement.
Yow!
Or emotion.
Ouch! They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong. Unfortunately, memory fades over time, so the Z102.9 Marching Band is here to help. We present a marching bandized version of Schoolhouse Rock in a show we're calling Coolhouse Rock America. Perhaps the most memorable Schoolhouse Rock ditty was I'm Just a Bill, where a lonely Bill sits on the steps of Capitol Hill waiting to become a law. Kind of like Director Hansen sitting on the steps of his high school hoping his prom date would show. It's a true story. Don't ask. He'll cry. That short cartoon was a great way to understand the process of lawmaking. If you really boil it down, it's a simple story about a series of steps choreographed in order that take you from start to finish. Wait, a series of steps choreographed to take you from start to finish? That sounds exactly like everyone's favorite lawmaking dance, the Cool House Rock Conga. Schoolhouse Rock excelled at teaching everyone about the great experiment known as America. Through each song and cartoon had its own theme, there always seemed to be a common thread about how different backgrounds, ideas, and ideals all came together to form our country. Now, where have I heard that concept before? Oh yeah, it was the main message from High School Musical, the favorite movie of Kyle, our tenor sax player. There, through the power of song and dance across cafeteria tables and gymnasiums, we were told to follow our dreams, value friendship, teamwork, and the importance of unity. Right, Kyle?
You got it.
Different groups can come together for a common good. Why? Because Cool House Rock teaches us that we're all in this together. On behalf of the Z102.9 Marching Band, this is announcer's name saying enjoy the second half and go Hawkeyes!
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
We gotta get our mindset for this game because although it is a homecoming game, and usually that's kind of like, it's a cakewalk. We're gonna bring everybody home and we're gonna watch our team score a victory.
Not this year.
This year is going to be tough.
We got a lineup to talk about. We'll get to Indiana in a second. Good morning, Matt Vandenberg. Let's talk some Hawks.
Hey, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Rutgers scored often and early, and I was a little worried in that first quarter of that Iowa game, but we fought our way to win. I really enjoyed that game Saturday.
I think that demonstrated the amount of growth that can happen. And it had to be real time. Like, that's one of those things where you have to learn by going through it to be down against. Now, Rutgers is a good team. We talked about it last Friday.
Yeah.
But to have your backs up against the wall, how are you going to respond? And I know that Coach Parker had probably a few expletives in that locker room on figuring out, hey, this is how we stop Ethan Kaliakmanis from running on us.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually converted their first 6 third downs, and they went 0-for-7 the rest of the game. So
yeah.
That was something that the defense really stepped up, took care of business. Offensively, when the big plays had to be had, they were there. There were a couple plays we missed. But for the most part, like giant growth, especially first game of Big Ten, that's a really big thing for the Hawks.
It kind of feels like for the first time we do have some offense, right? Like things are starting to click. Things are starting to gel. Do you think they're making that that transition coming together?
Oh, absolutely. Again, having to grow real time makes you have to trust guys that you normally wouldn't trust, right? Like, we haven't seen a whole lot of Dayton Howard. And on third down, we catch a deep ball.
Yeah, a wide receiver that you don't know that name.
Correct. Right. And he's only played sparingly. But because of all the other injuries, he's had to step in and make a play. And then on third down, crucial, have to have it. Mark Gronowski's like, all right, bud, go.
you know,
but like that builds confidence not only for the receiving core of like, all right, quarterback, trust us. But now quarterback says, I can throw the ball deep, right? We threw it to Sam Phillips a couple times. Even on the first drive, we had the it was 3rd and 14. It was like a teardrop over Sam Phillips' outside shoulder. Unfortunately, he dropped it. But like
there were
the
some drops early that just so frustrating.
If it had been there,
yeah, exactly. But you could just you just go back and practice. But you're right. I think caring that we did it. So if we did it once, we could do it again. Proves to be a lot.
Absolutely.
Being a big Hawkeye fan and knowing the strength of the Iowa defense, it was a little shocking what we saw coming out of Rutgers. And the occasional fan, I think, is going to say we're facing another big passing team. Mm. What have we taken from the Rutgers game that we can apply to Indiana?
So the quarterback doesn't run near as much as Kaliakmanis does for Rutgers because he is as good as he is throwing the football. But if we let's take the Illinois game, for example. So Illinois played a lot of cover one or man-to-man defense, which means you just look at him and wherever that guy goes, you go. If he goes to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. If he gets a hot dog at the concession
you
stand,
go get a hot dog.
You go get a hot dog. Not a hot dog smelling sticker, though.
That's gross.
No.
You just
get a hot dog. Anyway, so they played a lot of that with a single high. Well, what happens is you're putting a lot of your guys on an island. We don't play a ton of man-to-man. We'll blitz some where you have to go man. But most of the time, we're kind of like a zone carry sort of.
So you're in charge of this area, and that guy's in charge of that area.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, we do play some man, right? We got to shift it up. But it's not going to be as many one-on-one situations as Illinois had, which is why they were able to take advantage of so many things.
And they did, what was that, 5 touchdowns in that game?
Yeah.
All through the air?
I think that's his second consecutive game, quarterback, consecutive game with 5 touchdowns.
That's a lot. That's Fernando.
Yeah. He's good, apparently. Great. What do you think is being said in the locker room this week? Where do you think the mindset is? Because it does look like we've got a really strong quarterback coming in, and we're playing against a really strong team who's had a lot of success, but had a lot of success at home, and now they're coming into our territory.
Does that help?
Oh, that's fun. Like this is what, if you're a competitor, this is what you live for.
Okay.
Like you're sitting there like, all right, they're a top 11 team. They're coming to Kinnick. This is our chance to just shut them up, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And most of the time, especially nighttime in Kinnick, we know that's a bad place for opposing teams.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar here. You've got nothing to lose because everybody's, you know, expecting you to kind of go out there and lay an egg. We're not going to, but you get the opportunity to go out there and show like, this is how we compete. This is how we do things. And to do that against a top 11 team at Kinnick, that's a really fun, I'm getting chills talking about that. That's a really fun place to be.
I know, Mike, as a fan, I'm going in thinking like, well, this is on us. We got to be loud.
Oh,
we got to, you know.
Yeah, 13th man, if you look at it that way, or 12th man.
13th. Okay.
I don't know why I added 2 extra players.
14.
That's like that. Let's just keep going.
As that's how many fans we have.
We're the 70,000th extra person on the team.
Yes.
Iowa winning 8 of the last 9 games versus Indiana since 2008. But they always seem to have those years where they just are riding high. And this does seem to be one of those for the Hoosiers.
Well, their coach has a lot of moxie. So when he first took over the job, so he was at Division II school, went up to Division I, and they continued to win. I don't think he's lost much in his career.
Right.
When he first took the Indiana job, he said, Google me, all I do is win.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a guy that's got some
that's
confidence. To
there's confidence.
They got a bunch of transfers that go to Indiana, but after the Illinois game, he in the press conference, he said, we broke their will. So if this is a guy that like is all about the moxie, the mindset of his team, when you compare that to the culture of Iowa, I think that's where Iowa's like, yeah, okay, come try. We'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, but they definitely bring that kind of energy to it, so we just got to match it.
That reminds me of the team we played. Was it last year? And one of our running backs, like, I don't even know that guy's name. So he went over to introduce himself like during the game. Remember that moment? What other little lore do we have going in as we take on the Hoosiers?
So as good as we're talking about the Hoosiers, there is some lore over at Indiana. And unfortunately, my better half isn't here to share it, so you're stuck with me. But
do your best. No pressure.
Yes. I was going to say, if I screw anything up. So there's a Showalter fountain that's on Indiana's campus. There are five fish that are said to be on this fountain. One went missing, I think, about 35 years ago.
A question.
Yes.
Matt, are these fish stone or are they
stone?
Live?
Sorry. Stone.
Okay.
Stone. One fish has gone missing. Now, there's two sides to this story for Indiana. One says the fifth fish will not return until Indiana wins a national championship.
Whoa.
The other side of Indiana says we won't win a national championship until that fish is returned.
This is like the Cubs goat thing.
Yeah.
It's a curse. That's crazy.
Have they thought about sacrificing a different stonefish to break it? These are just suggestions.
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
And where does a person find a replacement stonefish? They're not just out
there. There's places.
Is there?
There's places.
Yeah. Like a monument place. Yeah.
Michael's.
You can easily find one in Michael's.
You can find a lot of Michael's.
Hobby Lobby? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Search me, man.
I like, though, it's a competing lore. It's like, this is why. Well, that's also, it's the same time.
Right.
Which so sounds like they don't quite
on their
know.
Own campus,
they are conflicted.
Yes.
Right.
Here's what we do.
Let's
kidding.
Hope that
just
they bring that here.
Exploit that.
Bring stonefish to cheer at the game. That's all I'm saying.
Get in their heads with the stonefish. I'm in the north end zone, so we'll figure something out.
Got your fish.
Hawkeyes, Hoosiers, 2:30, Peacock, and then we're talking Hawks and all things Hawkeyes with the Vandenbergs. What's up next on the podcast?
So we interviewed Trevor Lauk yesterday. He has very much Jennings Dunker vibe to him, which is to say, doesn't intentionally try to be funny, but just the way he is very funny. So I encourage everybody to check that one out.
This episode's a lot of fun.
Yes, I actually had to move the white mic away from me because I was laughing so hard I didn't want to take over. But he's just sitting there looking at me like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, you said a lot more than you think you did.
It's with your face, with your eyes.
Yes, absolutely.
And where do people find the podcast?
You can go YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, really anywhere you get your podcast from. But the YouTube one, you're going to want to see his facial expressions. You're going to want to check it out.
Awesome.
Definitely check it out. Thank you, Matt Vandenberg. Thanks for talking Hawks with us. I feel like we are prepared and we are ready.
Let's feel better for the game.
Bring home a victory on homecoming.
And take that, fish.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.